clever. Luckily, that warmed me up for the next set of phone calls, which was from a civil servant of communities and local government, who said, you know, how does it work? And by then I could explain it quite well. And he took that away. He came back about 2 weeks later and said, so what does government do? Where does government fit into this? How can we help? And I put forward some ideas and heard nothing back, which I think is the way of the civil service. And so I was sitting at home having a fairly quiet morning, actually, pottering about on Twitter and sort of getting bits and pieces done. And my inbox started to go mad. And then my phone started to ring. And I checked and Hazel Blears was on telly announcing our ideas as government policy and shouting about how this was going to save the high streets. And since then, life's been a little bit crazy. In the last year, we've done projects in Brighton, Brixton, Carlisle, Covent Garden, Coventry, Kilburn, Shoreham-by-Sea and Worthing. So we've been all over the country doing things in empty shops. In the past, we've also used churches and schools and open spaces. So when we say empty shops, the same skills apply across the board to any empty space. I know we heard in that introduction that there is no kind of how to do an empty shop project. Well, that's kind of true. But there's also the Empty Shops Toolkit. If you go to artistsandmakers.com/empty shops, there's a toolkit you can download and print out that will give you some guidance of how to do it and hopefully get you started. So have a look at that. I've got some of those with me today as well if anyone really desperately wants a printed copy. In amongst all of that stuff that we've done, I did buy a shop by mistake as well. I was out CD shopping. I had a couple of CDs that I wanted to get. And I knew the guy in our local CD shop pretty well. You know, I'm a bit of an anorak. I do like my music. And I had a conversation with him about the fact that his business was, he was finding business difficult, as independents do on the high street. And the main thing that he needed was an injection of some cash to keep the shop going.